Erie County Legislature Chairman John Mills calls this a pretty tight budget, but the Republican adds lawmakers are hoping to turn the county executive's plan to hold the line on property taxes into a small property tax cut.
It'll be a reasonably minor cut, but it'll certainly send a message to the residents of Erie County. We're serious about changing the culture of county government and making it more productive with less overhead.
Mills notes lawmakers are looking carefully at more than 30 newly created positions in the county executive's plan in an effort to be able to fund the tax cut. He adds a recent winter storm made their job even more difficult.
We would have cut more, but, you know, we had the storm hit us 3 weeks ago, and this is going to cut into our surplus, our 2014 surplus, by $5 or $6 million.
Mills adds none of the cuts will impact jobs recently created in child protective services. He's also hoping lawmakers will restore support to some cultural groups whose funding was cut significantly in the county executive's plan. Cheryl Hagan, WBFO News. A pretty tight budget is how Erie County Legislature Chairman John Mills describes next year's spending plan. Even so, Mills is hoping to turn the county executive's plan to maintain property tax rates into a small tax cut. He adds lawmakers would have considered a larger cut, but the recent winter storm cost the county as much as $6 million, making the job more difficult.
We're not sure we're going to get any of that money back in FEMA. I mean, they talk about it, but no one has... Can guarantee we're going to get that money back from FEMA. So the county executive told me he expects to have a $9 million surplus out of 2014. But if you do the math and have to cut $6 million of that as expense for the storm and not get reimbursed for it, then we have a real issue.
Mills notes lawmakers are looking carefully at more than 30 newly created positions in the county executive's plan in an effort to be able to fund a tax cut and boost funding for some culturals, like Penn Dixie, an archaeological educational center in Hamburg, who he says saw a significant reduction in county funding under the county executive's plan. Cheryl Hagan, WBFO News.